Kesana.
You did say it anyway. 你都要讲早晨。
I'm just going to say a few words to the little ones.
我想有些说话是跟小孩子讲的。
A story about Freddy the Frog and Timothy the Tadpole.
这个故事是讲到Freddy那只青蛙和Timothy那只癞蛤蟆。
Freddy the Frog and Timothy the Tadpole.
那个Timothy那只蝌蚪。
Do you know what a tadpole is?
你知不知蝌蚪是什么呢?
What is a tadpole?
蝌蚪是什么呢?
It's a baby frog without any legs.
是一只小青蛙,是没脚的小青蛙。
But it has a little tail.
但是它有条尾的。
And so it gets along with its tail.
那它用它的尾来动的。
Well, one day there was a splash. What was that?
有一天,那里的水就有些水花了。有什么事发生呢?
Timothy the tadpole was in the pool.
这个Timothy,这只蝌蚪就在池里面。
And there was this great splash.
那里有很大的水花。Timothy
wondered what it was.
那Timothy就想,究竟是什么来的?
It was Freddy.
原来是Freddy。
Freddy coming back. Into the pool.
是Freddy那只青蛙跳回水里面。
And now that made Timothy wonder.
那这个蝌蚪Timothy他就想了。
Where have you been? Freddy, where have you been?
他就说,Freddy,青蛙你去了哪里?
Oh, I've been up there.
他说,我在上面。
What's up there?
上面是什么?
Oh, wonderful things are up there.
上面啊,很多奇妙的东西。
Blue sky.
一个蓝色的天空,
and the green grass.
绿色的草,
and there's some flowers there.
那里有花,
and funny creatures walking around.
那里有很有趣的动物在那里走。
It's wonderful up there.
上面很奇妙的。
When you become a little frog, Timothy,
Timothy, 当你成为一只青蛙的时候,
you'll be up there.
你就在上面啊。
It's a larger life up there.
上面一个更大的生命。
So that little story is about the larger life.
这个故事就讲到那个更大的生命。
There is the larger life of the tadpole.
那个蝌蚪上面有一个更大的生命。
It's the life of a frog.
就是青蛙的生命啊。
He can move around.
他在上面可以周围走。
He can enjoy so much more than when he was just a little tadpole.
他成为青蛙的时候,他能够享用更多的,比他做蝌蚪的时候享用得更多。
So Timothy's going to look for the larger life.
那Timothy这个蝌蚪呢,他就要寻找一个更大的生命了。
And all those little tadpoles that are here this morning, not so many perhaps.
今天在这里,很多的蝌蚪仔在这里。
You must look forward to the larger life.
你要去寻求那个更大的生命啊。
Because there's much more for tomorrow.
因为那个比今日和明日是更多的。
Amen. Remember.
记住啦。
Remember about Freddy the frog and Timothy the tadpole.
记住, Freddy那只青蛙和Timothy那只蝌蚪。
Shall we pray?
我们一起祈祷。
Dear Lord, we praise you that we may come here and meet with you this morning.
我们的主,我们赞美你,因为我们今天早上能够在这里聚集。
How privileged we are.
我们何等的是荣幸。
Though we cannot see you, we can feel your presence.
虽然我们看不到你,但我们能够感觉到你的同在。
And we may hear your voice.
我们能够听到你的声音。
And we may receive your directions.
我们能够听到你的带引。
Lord, let it be so this morning.
我们的主,然而我们今早就是这样。
That in your love and care,
在你的爱和看顾的里面,
in your wisdom and your great desire for us,
在你的智慧和你对我们的极大的期望的里面,
you may take this opportunity to speak to us.
你能够用这个机会对我们说话,
and let us realize it is your word.
让我们知道这是你的说话,
So we may give attention, Lord.
啊, 以致我们能够真的留心地听,
and receive from you and do for you what you desire.
啊, 来到从你那里接受过来, 亦都是按照你所渴慕的,
we ask in the name of Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名来祷求,
Amen. Now this morning, we're going to have a little look at the Epistle to the Hebrews.
今早我们就跟大家来看一看对希伯来书。
It's a wonderful book.
是一本很奇妙的书。
The Epistle to the Hebrews.
是对希伯来人的书信。
When I learned about its message, I was thrilled.
当我来到学习到这个信息的时候，我里边很激动。
And ever since that time, this book of the Hebrews to the Hebrews has been very precious to me.
自从那时开始，这本书就对我是十分的宝贵。
What is the subject?
这本书的题目是什么？主题是什么呢？
The subject is the world to come.
那个主题是将来的世界。
See in Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章。
Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章。
And verse 5.
第五节。
For not unto the angels hath he put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak.
我们所说将来的世界，神原没有交给天使管辖。
So, there we are told what the subject of this epistle is.
这个就告诉我们,
the world to come of which we speak.
我们所说的是将来的世界。
We may not know much about that.
或者我们对将来的世界认识不多,
but it's good to listen to what we're told about it here.
但如果我们能够听到这个所说的,
so that is the subject.
这个就是这个书信的题目。
It's very important always to get at the beginning, if possible, to the subject of a book.
十分重要的,如果我们能够在每一封书信里面,我们能够找着这封书信的题目。
But then, after that,
但这个时候呢?
What is the theme? What is the message?
这个书信里面所说的是什么呢?
Well, the message is in chapter 2 and verse
4.
For it became him, chapter 2 and verse 4, for it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings.
第二章的第十节，原来那为万物所属、万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣里去，使救他的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是合宜的。
Thank you. Here's the subject.
这个就是,
and here's the theme of the book.
是这封书信的主题。
Bringing many sons to glory.
那要领许多儿子进荣耀里去。
What glory?
什么荣耀啊?
The glory of the world to come.
这个是将来世界里面的荣耀。
So we have the message.
我们就有这个信息了。
This book is bringing many sons to glory.
这封书信的主题，那要将许多儿子带进荣耀里去。
Now notice, it doesn't say children.
留意，这里讲到儿子，不是讲到小孩子。
It says sons.
这里讲到儿子。
What's the difference between a child and a son?
小孩子和儿子有什么分别呢?
You can answer.
你可以答答。
What's the difference?
有什么分别呢?
Are you a child or are you a son?
你是一个儿子还是小孩子啊?
Don't know?
不知道。
Not sure?
不肯定。
Oh well, we'll learn what the difference is.
我们要学看看究竟儿子和小孩子有什么分别了。
I remember very well, I can't tell you the date, but I remember very well the day when I realized I was a son and no longer just a boy.
所以那天我就突然間領會到原來我是一個兒子我不是再是小孩了我不是一個男孩子了。What
did we read earlier? What did we begin with here this week or this weekend?
在這個週末我們開始交通的信息是什麼呢?
What manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the children of God.
看啊,神向我們顯得何等的慈愛,我們竟然能夠被稱為神的兒子。
That's a step up anyway, isn't it?
這個是不是走了一步了嗎?
Children of God.
我們成為神的兒女。
Ah, but it's not the final step.
但作神的兒女不是最終的那一步。
Sons of God.
是神的兒子,是長大了的兒子。
We read about both in the New Testament.
我們在新約裡面,我們讀到這些東西。
There are two different words in the Greek language.
在希伯來文裡面有兩個不同的字。
One is child or boy.
一個是小孩子或者男孩子。
And the other is son.
第二個字就是長大成人的兒子。
And the son really means grown up.
那個兒子的意思就是長大成人的。
Mature.
是成熟的。
It's very important for us to realize what God really wants.
我們十分重要,我們要認識神所要的是什麼?
He wants children, yes.
沒錯,他需要很多兒女。
But he wants sons too.
但他想要的是長大成人的兒子。
And of course, daughters as well.
或者女兒。
Because we do read that they are included.
因為兒子其實是包括女兒的。
See in 2 Corinthians.
我們看哥林多後書。
2 Corinthians.
哥林多後書。
Chapter 6.
第六章。
Verse 17 and 18.
17節和18節。
Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate unto the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you. You shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty.
哥林多后书第六章的第17节和第18节。又说,你们务要从他们中间出来,与他们分别,不要占不洁净的物,我就收纳你们。 你要作我要作你们的父,你们要作我的儿女,这是全能的主说的。So,
if you are a female,
所以如果你是女性,
a girl, a woman, a daughter,
一个女孩子,或者一个女士, then, 你就是女儿,
you're not left out.
你都没有留了你。
So, if we're talking about man, it's woman.
所以当我们讲男人的时候,人的时候,是包括女人的。
It's always inclusive.
上圣经讲到人的时候,男人的时候,是包括女人的。
So don't listen to say, and say, oh, that's for the man.
所以你不要,那些只是男人的。
It's for all.
是所有的人的。
And we're told here, listen to who speaks.
这里告诉我们,你要留意,听是谁跟你说话。
So we're going to think first about who's speaking in this epistle.
首先我们就来到思想,在这封书信里面,是谁跟我们说话。
In all the other epistles, we have the author's name.
在别的书信里面,我们都会有作者的名字。
The epistle of Paul to the Philippians.
保罗写给腓立比教会的书信。
Or the epistle of Paul to the Romans.
或者保罗写给罗马教会的书信。
But what does it say here?
但在这里说什么呢?
God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son.
在希伯来书的第一章的第一节和第二节，那里说神记在古时，藉着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世藉着他儿子晓谕我们。 又早已立他承受世界,承受万有,也藉着他创造诸世界。
Now, in your Bible, perhaps the title at the top of this epistle is The Apostle the epistle of Paul to the Hebrews.
或者你的圣经会这样写，这个是保罗写给希伯来人的书信。
But in my Bible, I've crossed that out.
但在我本圣经里面，我就将那个划了。Not
the epistle of Paul.
这个不是保罗的书信。
It's the epistle of the Son.
这个是神儿子的书信。
See what it says?
这个讲什么呢？
In chapter 3.
第三章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle.
从蒙天召圣洁的弟兄们，你们应当思想我们所认为使者。
Who's he?
他是谁啊？
Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督。
That's what it says.
这个是这么说。
Consider the apostle, the high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus.
这里说,你们应当思想,我们所认为使者,为大祭司的耶稣。
So let us reverently leave aside the apostle Paul.
所以我们很尊敬的,我们将使徒保罗摆在一边先。
Literally, it may have been his hand that wrote it.
实际上,可能真的或者是他的手写下的书信。
But it's the voice of the apostle, our Lord Jesus.
但这封书信的声音，是这个使者耶稣基督的声音，是今天我们要听的。
It says later in this epistle, see that you refuse not him that speaketh.
在这封书信的后面就提到，你们要留意，你们不要疏忽，不理会所说的话。
So we are really expected to give attention and not reject what is being said.
所以我们实在要留意，是这些说话，我们不要拒绝这些说话。
Now, who is being spoken to?
这封书信是跟哪个人说呢？
Well, we say everybody, yes, that's true.
你说对每一个人说，没错。
But here in chapter 3 and verse 1,
但这个第三章的第一节,
it's holy brethren.
就是说到同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄。
Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and the high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus.
他们说,同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄们,你们应当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣。
Holy brethren are being addressed by the apostle.
这个使徒是这样来到称呼读书信的人为圣洁的弟兄。
And the apostle is our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个使徒带给你的主耶稣基督。
Well, we may say, not sure that I qualify.
你说,我不知道我合不合格。
Am I a holy brother or a holy sister?
我究竟是不是圣洁的弟兄,圣洁的姊妹呢?
Well, you know, the Bible says, God sometimes calls the things that are not as though they were.
但圣经里面有时会这样称呼一些东西,好像他们其实不是的,但好像当他们是这样来称呼他们。
And if he's speaking to us here this morning,
如果今天这个话是跟我们说的,
he's speaking like that.
就是这样的意思了。
Because none of us at the moment may actually qualify for holy brethren.
因为我们在这里,或者暂时我们没有一个人是有资格被称为圣洁的弟兄。
But it's what God means us to be.
但神的意思,要我们真的能够成为圣洁的弟兄。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because we have a heavenly calling.
因为我们都是同蒙一个天召。
Must be holy brethren for heavenly calling.
这一定是因为圣洁的弟兄才能够同蒙天召。
How embarrassing it will be for you or I if we get to heaven by accident.
你说如果我们是意外地去到天堂，你说是多么尴尬呢?
And we're there in the presence of him who is all fire, burning light.
我们在那个是圣洁的火的面前，那个光的面前。
If one that's not holy should accidentally get to heaven,
如果一个不圣洁的人，他是意外地去到天堂。
It would be like hell to him.
在那里对他来说就好像地狱了。
And heaven's not meant to be hell.
天堂不可以像地狱那样的。
And we're not meant to feel uncomfortable if we should get there.
如果我们真的能够去到天堂的时候，我们不应该去到那里，会很不舒服的。
What does it say in chapter 12?
在12章里面怎么说呢?
Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书第十二章.
Verse 14.
第十四节.
Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord.
第十二章第十四节. 你们要追求与众人和睦, 并要追求圣洁, 非圣洁, 没有人能见主.
So, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord.
所以人如果不圣洁, 人就不能够见我们的主了。
Do you believe that?
你信不信这个呢?
Is that real?
这个是不是真的呢?
It's what it says.
啊, 这个是不是这样讲呢?
Is it not true?
这个是不是真的呢?
Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord.
如果人没有圣洁, 人就不能够见到我们的主了。
You know, sometimes we sing things that are a bit sentimental, not real.
啊, 有些时候我们唱一些诗歌, 啊, 很有感觉,
when his face I see.
啊, 当我们见到他的面的时候,
Well, what will it be like?
啊, 那我们好像怎样呢?
Will it be embarrassing?
会不会是我们很尴尬呢?
When we see the Lord,
我们当我们见主面的时候,
no, we won't see him without holiness.
我们如果没有圣洁,
so we need to be holy.
啊, 所以我们需要圣洁,
and why this is what holy brethren are said to be?
啊, 所以为什么这里讲到圣洁的弟兄啊?
Partakers of the heavenly calling.
我们都是同蒙天召的,
not to remain here on earth all the time.
我们不是永远都留在这个地上边的,
but that moment when appointed of the Lord, we shall be taken out of the darkness that's around us and come into his full light.
啊, 那一刻,当神预定那一刻,
be present in his full glory.
啊, 我们就能够在他的, 啊, 丰满的, 荣耀的同在的里面,
that's the message of this book.
啊, 这个就是这封书信的,
let us read it again.
我们再次读,
verse 10.
第十节,
for it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering.
希伯来书第二章第十节，原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的，要令许多的儿子遵命要里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，
For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he's not ashamed to call them brethren.
第十一节，因那使人成圣的和那得以成圣的都是出于一，所以他称他们为弟兄，也不以为耻。
All of one.
啊, 都是出于一的。
All of one, what does that mean there?
啊, 都是出于一，是什么意思呢?
Doesn't mean just all the same.
啊, 这个意思不是说我们都是一样样。
It means all having the same privilege, the same high calling.
啊, 那说我们都同有一个, 啊, 这样的权利, 同一个, 这样的天召。
You know, there was a time when Christ came from glory.
你知道有个时候基督从荣耀里面来到降临。
He came to earth.
啊, 他来到这个世间。
Why?
为什么呢?
To identify with us in our need.
啊, 在我们的需要里面, 与我们一认同。
Verse 14.
第十四节,
for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
希伯来书第二章第十四节同第十五节，儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要藉着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼，并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴的人。
He identified with us.
啊, 他跟我们认同,
to translate us to another realm altogether.
啊, 来将我们来到, 啊, 迁到另一个境界的里面,
to a totally different experience.
啊, 叫我们能够得,
the glory of the world to come.
啊, 来,
when will that be?
Will it ever be on earth? Yes, I think so. When he comes, when he comes the second time, what does he do? He establishes the kingdom. His kingdom. In a public expression. What do we pray? What have we prayed since we were kids? Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Notice that. Thy will be done on earth as in heaven. That's going to be a wonderful time. When things are done here on earth as in heaven. Where there's no rebellion, no disobedience, no lethargy, no indifference, but vigor and joy and peace and power and a government that is heavenly. We don't know, we can't imagine hardly what it's like in heaven. But there all the principalities and powers are subject to him. His rule is perfect. And his kingdom is established in holiness and power. Now, that is what Jesus came in order to bring us to. Not only to separate us from our sins, not only to take us out of the hand of the devil, not only to regenerate our hearts by the Holy Spirit, not only to begin to conform us to his likeness, but to prepare us and bring us to that maturity and holiness, that we are like Jesus. Now, in the Jews, among the Jews and the Greeks, there was a difference. Whenever a male child was born among the Greeks, the parent would say, my son, or my child, but not so among the Hebrews. Among the Hebrews or among the Jews, they didn't say that about the boy. This is my son. Might say this is my child. Or this is my boy. But only when that boy came of a certain age, when he's crossed the threshold from boyhood to manhood, then the father or mother would say, our son. I remember a day in my life, I don't know whether I was 17 or
18.
But my brother and I are same age, twins. So what was true of one was true of the other. But on that occasion, a relative had come to my father. He was in some difficulty. He wanted some help. And so he had come to father. And father wasn't quite sure what to do. So we
boys aside.
他们将我们的两兄弟就搭在一边。
And he said, so and so told us that this man was in trouble.
就跟我们说这个某某人他有困难。
And what should I do?
我应该怎么做啊?
Father,
我爸爸,
asking us,
问我们,
what he should do.
问我们他应该怎么做?
What did it indicate? What did it show?
究竟这个代表什么?
We had grown up.
我们已经长大了。
We had reached something of maturity.
我们已经达到成熟的阶段了。
That's what our Heavenly Father looks for.
这个我们的天父在我们当中寻找的。
That we should grow up.
我们要长大。
God is pleased with children. He rejoices with his children. He tells us what a privilege it is.
神很欢喜有很多的小孩子。很多小孩子神怎样的是恩待他们。
But not satisfied with children.
但神满足了有小孩子。
I remember Mr. Sparks telling us this.
我记得斯巴克先生这么跟我们说。
But when he was in Switzerland, I think it was Switzerland.
他当他在瑞士的时候，我想他在瑞士的时候。
He went to a hospital.
他去了一个医院。
And in that hospital, there was a children's ward.
他在那医院里面有一个小孩子的病房。
So he went in.
他就进去了。
Not beds, but cots.
那里没床，那里只有床仔。
But to his surprise,
但是很惊奇,
they were not children in the proper sense.
但是他们不是真的小孩子来的。
They had children's bodies.
他们有小孩子的身体,
but they had men's or women's heads.
但是头是好像大的男人和女人的头。
If they were male, they even had moustaches and beards.
如果是男人的话呢, 他们甚至有胡须。
Yet they only had a child's body.
但是他的身体,
now there are some Christians like that, you know.
你知道有些基督徒是这样的, 你知不知道?
They are God's children.
是神的儿女,
but they haven't grown up.
但是他们没有长大的,
they haven't reached maturity.
但是他们没有长大,
they cannot really be addressed as sons.
他们不能够被称为儿子。
Now that is why Hebrews helps us.
所以希伯来书这样希望我们,
because it is telling us about sons.
因为这本书信就告诉我们儿子,
and about the heavenly calling,
是天召,
that belongs to these holy brethren, these mature sons.
是属于这些圣洁的弟兄,
it says,
这里说,
consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus.
他应当思想我们认为使者为大祭司的耶稣。
So here are two terms.
这里有两个名词。
Two terms for Jesus.
是讲到耶稣。
One, apostle.
一个是使徒。
And the other, high priest.
第二个是大祭司。
Apostle.
使徒。
High priest.
大祭司。
What is the difference?
那有什么分别呢?
Well, the difference is this.
那个分别呢?
The apostle is one who comes or is sent to speak.
使徒或者使者,那是差派来讲说话的。
And that's what Jesus did.
耶稣他就这么做了。
He left the glory.
他离开荣耀。
To come here and speak.
来到这里,来跟我们说话。
To speak the truth.
来跟我们说真理。
He said, I am the truth.
他说,我就是真理。
So he's come to speak.
他来是讲?
That's what is that's the thought in the word apostle.
这个就是使徒或者使者的心思。
And that is what is said here.
就是这里所说的说话。
God spoke by other means before.
神以前是藉着多方来讲说话。
But now finally he's speaking to us through Jesus.
最终他透过耶稣来讲说话。
And if Jesus is the Son of God,
如果耶稣是神的儿子,
something that he should be the speaker today, isn't it?
那他是不是今天所说的人,是不是应该他呢?
If you want to send a message to somebody,
如果你想将个信息来到给人,
who will you send it by?
你透过哪个人来讲这个信息呢?
You may say, oh, Tommy, you can take the message.
Tommy,你可以讲这个信息呢?
Or, you know, you can take a message.
或者你可以讲这个信息啊?
But if it's an important message,
但如果一个很重要的信息,
You would send an important person, wouldn't you?
你会派一个很重要的人物来再讲这个信息，你会不会呢？
Of course.
当然啦。
If you just receive a message from an errand boy,
如果你将个信息从一个细路仔来到听到，
you may not take much notice.
你不会太过留意啦。
But if you receive a letter that's got the mark of the king or the queen on it,
但如果你收到一封信，这封信上面有王、有女王或者皇帝的那个印在上面的，
say, this is something important.
你说这些有些重要的东西。
I had a letter with the government seal on recently.
最近我有封信有政府的印在上面。
I thought, well, that's important.
我这个很重要了。
That's why we should give attention to what's written here.
所以我要留意这里所讲的说话。
Because the messenger is the apostle, is the son.
因为这个使者，这个传信息的人就是个儿子。
We must listen to what he says.
我一定要听他所讲的说话。
Come out from the glory to this miserable scene on earth.
来到这个可怜的世界。
To tell us about the glory of the world to come.
来到告诉我将来那个荣耀的世界是怎样的。
And it's that, to that, that God is calling us.
是神，是呼召我们去那个世界。
Well now, what about the priest?
咁大祭司是乜嘢呢？
What does he do? Why is Jesus represented as a priest?
点解大耶稣喺呢度嚟到形容做大祭司呢？
What did the priest do?
大祭司系做乜嘢呢？
He certainly went in and out of the sanctuary.
佢系从嗰个至圣所里边走入去又行翻出嚟。
And his responsibility was to see to the fitness of those who should go into the sanctuary.
他的责任乃是要看着那些人进入圣所里面的人，他们是适合的。
To him were entrusted all details about the various sacrifices that had to be made.
他是来到被信托，来到去献所有需要的献祭。
And to him was entrusted the decision whether the leper was clean or not.
对他是来到被信托，来到做一个决定，究竟这个生麻风的人究竟洁净了没呢？
The priest is not so much a speaker.
祭司不是那么多是要讲说话的人。
He's one who criticizes.
他是那位批评的人。
Who examines carefully.
那个是很留意的，来到去查考察的人。
Who instructs in detail.
他是来到是很仔细的来到给指示的人。
What is acceptable to God and what is not.
什么是神是悦纳，什么是神悦纳的。
That is evident when we read the Old Testament.
我们读旧约的时候就很明显了。
Especially read Leviticus chapter 13 and 14.
利未记的第13章第14章。
There the priest has to look very carefully to see if this man has got leprosy or not.
这个大祭司要很留意的来看，究竟这个人究竟有没有麻风。
And if later he professes to be clean or healed,
如果这个人他说他医好翻了，好翻了。
He's got to look very carefully to make sure he is healed.
这个大祭司要很留意的来看，究竟是不是真的好翻。
Why?
为什么？
Because it's the priest's privilege to bring men and women near to God.
因为祭司有这样的权利来到将人是男人女人带近神。
To bring them into the holiest of all.
将人来到带到去最圣洁的地方。
Here it says, bringing many sons to glory.
这个就说他要带很多儿子进荣耀里去。
What's the glory?
荣耀是什么？
It was first represented in the Old Testament, in the tabernacle.
荣耀最先的表达在旧约的会幕的里面。
In that tent which was built for God in the wilderness.
在那个旷野，神是吩咐他们来到起这个帐幕。
God said, let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them.
神说，你们一个会幕，让我能够居住在你们当中。
Well, in that sanctuary,
在那个的圣所的里面。
The pattern given to Moses,
是那个样式是指示给摩西，
and subsequently built,
最后被建造好了，
and then taken possession of by God,
神就是居住进入去里面了。
It had three parts,
那里三部分。
There was the outer court,
那个外院。
There was a curtain that went all round,
那里有一些帐幕是围着这个地方。
Only one entrance,
那只一个入口。
And that was into the outer court. The entrance or the gate was a figure of Jesus. The way into the outer court. And that's where we come when we believe in the Lord, when we're born of God. We come into the outer court. And what is there? Well, first we see all kinds of people there. And we see a lot of animals there. What are they there for? They're there because there's an altar. To which those animals are brought for sacrifice. Is the figure of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the outer court. And if we have been born of God, we have surely come to the cross. And we know what that means. A putting aside of all sin in order to make further progress toward the God. But also in the outer court, there was a big brass basin in which the priests washed their feet. So these are two things which speak of early Christian experience. It's the early experiences of being forgiven and being cleansed. Forgiven by the grace of God. The altar, the cross of Jesus. But also cleansed by the blood of Jesus. That was why there was the washing. But whether the priest was going in or coming out, he had to use that basin. But that's only the outer court. Perhaps you are only in the outer court. You may be in the early experiences of a believer. That's wonderful. It's wonderful to get to the outer court and meet the altar and the laver. To know the forgiveness and the cleansing. That's wonderful, but it's only the outer court. And I regret to say, I'm afraid, that there are many believers that haven't yet gone beyond the outer court. Some years ago, we had a visitor to Madras. He was a servant of the Lord. But he went around speaking to the believers. He had just three questions. One was, are you born again? That's the first thing. Have you been baptized? That was the second thing. And do you break bread? That was the third thing. He didn't go beyond that. That's the outer court. There's more than that. To glory. Call to glory. Glory isn't the outer court. But then after the outer court, went through a curtain into the holy place. Well, that's a step up in the Christian experience. What is the What is the holy place expressing? Expressing the house of God. Why do we say that? Why? Because there were three things. Three things in the house of God. One was bread. And the other was light. And the other was prayer. There was a table of showbread. There was a golden candlestick. And there was the altar of incense. And we can test, am I in the house of God? Is this the house of God? Well, the tabernacle pattern was this. That there was food. There was light. And there was prayer. So this is how we can recognize, oh, we've taken a step further. I'm not just a child of God. I'm a member of the house of God. And that's a wonderful thing. I remember very well when I first experienced what is the house of God. Where the word of God was preached. And where minds and hearts were enlightened by the truth. And where there was prayer. Well, that's an advance. But that's not the end. In the sanctuary, there was another curtain. What was behind that? The most holy place. The most holy place. The holiest of all. And what was there? One piece of furniture. And it was the Ark of the Testimony. It was a figure of Jesus. That is how he is referred to or represented. And there, the ark, there was the mercy seat. There was the sprinkled blood. And there was the revelation of glory, God shining out in light. Getting as near to God as it was possible to be. And who could bring us there? Only Jesus. Why? Because he's the high priest. The high priest had this prerogative or this privilege to enter the most holy place. Now where is our Lord Jesus now? Is he on earth? You say, oh, he's in my heart. Well, praise God if he is. But where is he really? Where is he sitting down? Where is he expressing, my work is finished? It's in the most holy place. What does it say here in Hebrews? Having made purification for sin, he is sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. He has the holiest place. Doesn't he deserve it? Hasn't he a right to it? Yes. He's the heir. The heir of God. He has right to all. To everything, to the fullest. But there's another thing there, isn't there? What does it say? If children of God,
如果是神的儿子,
heirs of God,
是同为后子,
joint heirs with Christ,
是同基督同作后子,
if so be that we suffer with him,
如果我们同基督同受苦,
we may also be glorified together with him.
我们就与他同得荣耀,
how is he glorified?
他怎样得荣耀啊?
When he was on earth,
在地上的时候,
facing the cross,
面对十字架,
going to suffer for us,
为我们受苦,
what did he say to the Father?
他跟父亲怎么说啊?
Glorify me as you have I glorified you.
啊, 他跟父亲说, 荣耀我, 好像我荣耀你这样,
just simply asking for what he expected, the glory that should follow.
啊, 他只是求神, 是被他神所要的,
and what is his function as the priest?
啊, 他作,
to bring us there.
啊,
in Hebrews chapter 10,
希望书第十章,
we read of a new and living way that 啊, has been opened for us.
啊,就读到那一条又新又活的路为我们打开。
Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章,
verse 19.
第十九节,
having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh.
第十章,即是十章第十九、二十节,弟兄们,我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所,是藉着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路,从万子经过,这万子就是他的身体。
Between the holy and the most holy place, there was this curtain.
在这个圣所和至圣所之间有一块的幔子。
It was a very beautiful curtain.
是一个很漂亮的幔子,
it was embroidered.
啊, 是刺绣做的,
different colors.
啊, 很多不同的颜色,
and cherubim embroidered on it too.
啊, 在上面有基督拍天使,
it hung between the holy and the most holy place.
啊, 这个幔子是挂在圣所和至圣所之间。
What happened when Jesus died?
当耶稣死的时候,
torn from bottom to top.
是由下面被撕开,
is that right?
是不是啊?
Is that right? From top to bottom.
是上面被撕裂到下面.
Who did it?
谁做的?
Who could tear it from top to bottom?
谁能够将这个幔子从上面撕到下面?
It was 15 feet from the top to the bottom.
我是15尺高的。
God tore the curtain.
是神将这个幔子来撕开,
or Jesus tore the curtain.
即是我们说是耶稣将这个幔子来撕开,
and made entrance to the most holy place.
以致那个进到至圣所的路是打开了。
What for?
是为了什么呢?
Just that he might go there.
是不是只是为了他能够进入去呢?
No, that we might come there.
乃我们能够进入去。
Holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling.
啊,同蒙天召圣洁的弟兄,
consider the apostle and high priest of our profession.
应该思想,我们的这个使者,大祭司耶稣,
the apostle who comes out to tell us about it.
啊,这个大祭司来到出来告诉我们,
and the priest who is there to take us in.
啊,但这个大祭司将我们带入去,
we must appropriate, we must take hold of the priest.
啊,我们实际要认识,找出这个大祭司,
because his particular the function is to take us in.
因为它的特别的功用啊,就将我们带入去。
That beautiful curtain.
那个很美丽的幔子,
what does it represent?
这个代表什么?
Well, it says it represents his flesh.
这个读到这个幔子就是他的身体。
Was Jesus' flesh like that?
主耶稣的身体不就像幔子一样吗?
Was there anything beautiful, wonderful about it?
是的,很美丽。
Yes, there was.
没错的是,
he was without sin.
啊, 他是没罪的,
he knew no sin.
他不认识罪,
he was perfect.
他是完美的,
but it was representing human perfection.
啊, 他代表人的完美,
and the highest and the most perfect
啊, 最高最完美的人,
must be set aside before we can enter. The holiest of all.
是要那么的, 满足, 然后才能够进到至圣所里面,
but that's where God wants us to be.
神是想我们能够进到那里,
that's to which He calls us.
祂呼召我们, 想叫我们进入那里,
to be as near to Him as Jesus is.
叫我们能够很近祂, 近到祂好似, 好像耶稣那么近祂,
no place holier than that.
没有这个地方, 比那个地方更圣洁了,
No. We're prone to think we're good enough.
很多时候我们想,我们够好了,
and there are so many people.
很多人都是这样想,
they may not be Christians, they may be just nominal Christians.
啊, 或者很多的不是基督徒, 或者很多的挂名的基督徒,
they're not only in the outer court, or they may not have even got to the outer court.
或者有些只在外院, 或者有些连外院都没有入到去,
I think I'm alright.
我想我挺好啊,
I haven't deceived anybody.
我没有欺骗过人,
I've been very kind to everybody.
我对任何人都是很仁慈的,
and they got so many good works.
我做这么多的善事,
oh, but the best works are useless and a hindrance to us seeing the face of God.
但最好的善行在神面前都是没用的,
even Jesus, after he had identified with us,
甚至当主耶稣和我们认同之后,
could not return to the Father without that rent veil.
他不能够回到父的面前,
it was not by any perfections that we can enter.
不是靠着我们的完美能够进入去,
he has come to lead the way.
他是带路带我们进入去,
what did we read there in chapter 2?
在第二章我们读到什么呢?
And verse 10.
第十节,
for it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings.
原来那为万物所属万物所本的,
to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering.
啊,来使他们的元帅,
was Jesus ever imperfect?
即是说,是不是曾经不完全呢?
Had he any imperfections to be dealt with?
啊,他有没有一些不完美啊,
that's not the thought here.
这个心思不是这样,
the thought here made perfect through sufferings. Through sufferings to bring out his perfections.
这个意思说到因受苦得以完全,
to make evident what was not necessarily apparent.
那要将那些,
when he had fulfilled all righteousness,
当他成全所有的义的时候,
then at his death, the curtain was rent.
那个,他死亡的时候,
and the way was open.
那条路就打开了,
you know, when Jesus came to the Jordan for baptism,
你知道,当主耶稣,他在约旦河受洗的时候,
John the Baptist kind of wanted to hinder him.
先生约翰好像要拦阻他,
sure, not necessary for you to be baptized.
你没需要在这里受浸啊,
but what did Jesus say?
主耶稣怎么说呢?
We must fulfill all righteousness.
主耶稣说,
that is, we must complete every detail of legal requirements.
所以先说,
there mustn't be any doubt.
我都不可以有任何的疑问,
there must be transparency.
是完全的透明,
righteousness.
是, 诸般的义,
then God can pronounce saved or justified.
啊, 神才能够宣告说, 是得救, 是清义,
so the message of this book,
啊, 所以这本书信, Hebrews,
is really bringing many sons to glory.
啊, 实在就是要带很多儿子进荣耀里去,
but now we want to look at it a little closer, but that can't give much time to that.
啊, 我们比较看深一点了, 虽然我们没有多的时间,
we notice that the apostle, that's Jesus,
我们知道这个大使者,
is reminding us of the history of Israel.
提醒我们以色列人的历史,
in chapter 3, chapter 4,
第三章, 第四章,
He's using the history of Israel to speak to us. And using the history of Israel, what is it that appears? Their failure. They fell short. They didn't fulfill the objective. They didn't realize their calling. Their career failed. Because their history is used. They're coming from Egypt into the land of promise. That's the history of Israel which is referred to here. Not the whole story of that nation, but a particular section of it. When by God's grace, and when by signs and wonders he delivered his people from Egypt, they are now moving under his direction, directed by the cloud by day, pillar of fire by night, moving in the appointed direction. What was it? The promised land. The promised land. They came out of imprisonment or oppression. To liberty. And to the promised land. But what happened? Did they get there? Did they get there? Two. Out of more than 600,000. Only two. Who were they?
他們是誰?
You all know, I'm sure. Joshua and Caleb. Why?
為什麼?
Because they wholly followed the Lord. In other words, they kept in step with him who was leading. In consequence, they went on from strength to strength. And they crossed the Jordan into the land. And they took possession. They were effective. They were a success. Now that is used here in Hebrews. The failure on the part of the majority. But there is the remnant that goes through. Now why did they fail in the wilderness? Why did so many fall short of the mark? Well, one thing that is said, they were deceived. See what it says? Take heed, verse 12. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin.
第三章的第十二節和十三節，弟兄們，你們要謹慎，免得你們中間或有人存著不信的惡心，把永生神離棄了，總要趁著還有今天，天天彼此相勸，免得你們中間有人被罪迷惑，心裡就剛硬了。Here
we're told what it was that caused them to fall short.
這個我們讀到，他們怎樣的是成為虧缺。
The deceitfulness of sin.
被罪迷惑了,
not just sin.
不单只是罪,
but the deceitfulness of sin.
也是被罪迷惑了,
what does it mean, deceitful?
迷惑是什么意思啊?
Misleading.
引错你了,
misrepresenting the reality.
是将我实际,
sin is deceitful.
罪就是骗我们的,
you know you shouldn't do it.
你知道你不应该做的,
you say, well, never mind.
啊, 不要緊了,
I'll repent afterwards.
我遲些我悔改。
I was in a testimony meeting in the Philippines some time ago.
很多年前我在菲律賓一個見證的聚會。
And we had a testimony, and one and another were giving testimony.
那裡有見證的聚會,有一個人輪著作見證。
And then one man got up and said,
一個男人站起來這樣說,
Well, I can't say what these others have said.
我不能夠說其他人所說的見證了。
All I can say,
我所說的能夠說的是,
I sin, repent, and sin again.
我所說的就是我犯罪,我悔改又再犯罪。
Isn't that common?
這是不是很普遍的事呢?
Isn't that some of our history?
這不是我們的歷史嗎?
We know what's wrong.
我們知道什麼是錯的,
yet we do it.
但我們仍然去做,
and then we say, well, never mind.
不要緊了,
I can repent afterwards.
我可以遲些再悔改。
Sin is deceitful.
是罪是騙我們的,
it's misleading.
是帶錯我們的,
and that's why so many died in the wilderness.
所以這樣的緣故,這麼多人在曠野裡面倒閉。
They thought it didn't matter if they grumbled against God. And if they were disobedient for a bit, well, never mind.
It'll
be all right in the end. We are prone to make all kinds of excuses for doing the things that we shouldn't do. And it will hinder our way to the most holy. We have a heavenly calling to the highest and to the holiest, but we might fall by the way. What did Paul say when he wrote to the Corinthians?
當他跟哥林多的信徒說的時候,
1 Corinthians
哥林多前書,
chapter 9,
第九章,
verse 24,
第24節,
First Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that you may obtain. So run that ye may obtain.
所以你应该这样跑,以致能够得着奖赏。
Verse
25.
And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they that do it to obtain an incorruptible crown, but we an incorruptible.
第25节,凡教力增盛的,诸事都有节制,他们不过是要得能扭坏的冠冕,我们要得不能扭坏的冠冕。
I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway.
第26至27节,所以我奔跑,不像无定向的,我斗拳,不像打空你的,我是攻克己身,叫身服我,恐怕我全福音给别人,自己反被弃绝了。
Therefore, run.
所以我们要跑,
and don't figure box. It says, now they, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air.
不像我斗拳,不像打空气。
What's that mean?
什么意思啊?
Beating the air.
打空气。
It means missing the mark.
意思就是打不中啊。
Shadow boxing.
影子斗拳啊,
some practice that way.
有些人是这样的去实习,
it's not real fighting.
不是真的打,
it's just shadow boxing.
只是影子来打的,
and if we're just doing that,
如果我们真的只是这样做,
not really recognizing sin and forsaking it,
而不真的认识罪,
then we're shadow boxing.
我们只是打影子的,
and we shall come to despair.
我们就会后悔,
that's what they were doing in the wilderness.
在抗野那班的人就是这样了,
but we were a high calling to the holiest of all.
我们有一个高的呼召,
and we're encouraged
to win the prize, not lose it. Don't run in vain. Prepare to run, and to run well. And to run for the tape. Not by any circumstance to opt out. That's what Hebrews is about. And the apostle speaking to us in the epistle to the Hebrews. In telling us how easy it is to make a mistake. See in Hebrews chapter 6. What do we read? This, some people find this a difficult passage. And they don't understand it. They often misunderstand it. Because they do not read the context. What does it say here? We better read from verse 1 to
verse 5. 论到那些已经蒙了光照，尝过天恩的滋味，又于圣灵有份，并尝过神善道的滋味，各悟来世全能的人，若是离弃道理，就不能叫他们重新懊悔了，因为他们把神的儿子重钉十字架，明明的羞辱他。
Here the apostle begins in the verse 1 to 3.
在使徒在第六章的第一节和第三节。
What we have.
那裡我們已經有的,
we have the word of God.
我們有神的話,
they had the word of God.
他們有神的話,
they had the doctrines.
他們有這些真理,
and all the action ceremonies.
他們有這些行動,
but what does it say after that?
但跟著說什麼呢?
Verse 4.
第四節,
for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame.
论到那些已经蒙了光照，尝过天恩滋味，又于圣灵有份，并尝过神善道的滋味，各悟来世全能的人，若是离弃道理，就不能叫他们重新懊悔了，因为他们把神的儿子重钉十字架，明明的羞辱他。
Now what does it mean?
这是说什么呢?
What does this mean?
这经文什么意思呢?
It means what it says.
它的意思就是它所说的东西。
When you read your Bible, wherever you read in your Bible,
当你读圣经的时候，无论你读到什么,
what to do?
你怎么做啊?
Read it.
读它,
and say, God means what he says.
你就说,
don't say, well, I can alter that.
你不要说,
it doesn't really mean that.
不是真的这样的意思吗?
He means what he says.
他所说就是这样的意思了。
And here he tells us
在这里就告诉我们,
the privileges that they had.
他们所有的很多的权利,
he's talking about those who came out of Egypt.
他说那些人,
what does it say? They were enlightened.
他们蒙光照,
they had the word of the Lord.
他们主的话,
they tasted the heavenly gift.
他们尝过天恩的滋味,
they had taken the Passover feast.
他们在那个月节,那个筵席有份,
they were partakers of the Holy Ghost.
他们圣灵有份,
that means the Holy Spirit did lead them. God promised His Spirit would lead them.
圣灵实在带领他们,
they tasted the good word of God.
他们尝过神的话的神的善道的滋味,
when they asked, He gave them what they needed.
当他们求的时候,
they experienced the powers of the world to come.
他们各悟来世权能,
yet they fell away.
然而他们离弃,
now this is not talking about the possibility of losing our salvation.
这里不是讲到,
this is talking about the possibility of losing our inheritance.
这里是讲到我们有可能失去我们的产业,
because that's the context.
因为这里是讲到内容,
bringing many sons to glory.
是这么多儿子带着荣耀来去,
that's our inheritance.
这里是讲到我们承受的产业,
that's what we're looking forward to.
因为我们是期望着要得着的东西,
why?
为什么?
Because we have tasted.
因为我们尝过,
that the Lord is good.
主是好的,
we have been enlightened.
我们被光照,
so, this is our inheritance.
所以这个是我们的产业来的,
but falling away.
但是离弃,
God means what He says.
神的话是这样的意思, 他讲的这样的意思,
and this scripture tells us.
这个话告诉我们,
you may be a believer.
你可以一个信徒,
you may have made progress in your Christian experience.
你可以在基督徒的经历里面曾经有向前行过,
you may thank the Lord legitimately that you're not a child now, you are a daughter or a son.
你能够很感谢神, 你真的实际上你真的是成为儿子成为女儿,
through the years you have attained to some maturity.
透过这个年日你成为有儿子的成熟,
but don't think that makes me safe.
但你不要想着这样就叫我很安全了,
there's need to be careful.
那个年日的需要你要小心,
there are so many warnings in this epistle.
在这个书信里面有很多的提醒,
examples of those who did well,
那些有榜样,那些是行得好的,
and who ran well to the very end,
那些是跑到路中的,
they reached the tape at the end,
那些走到最后的冲线的地方,
and they qualified for the reward.
那些就有资格得着个奖赏,
we read about them.
我们读到关于他们,
but this epistle also,
但这个书信都是这样讲,
is full of warnings,
充满着警告,
and using history,
用历史来教我们,
not mythology,
不是神话,
not fiction,
不是幻想,
not legend,
不是传说,
God uses history for our instruction. And He uses history for our warning. Because the issue is so great. His purpose is so wonderful. Not one son returning to glory, but many sons.
有很多的儿子进到荣耀的里面.
Oh, go on.
你继续走,
press forward.
你继续努力地向前行,
don't become lame in your Christian life.
在基督徒的生活里面,
don't slow down as you get older.
你不要当你老的时候,
pray for more vigor as the years are added.
当我们的年日加多,
that you may win the prize.
以致令我得着个奖赏,
here we read in Hebrews chapter 11.
我们读到希伯来书第十一章,
I used to think, oh, this is a bit of an interruption.
有时我觉得好像这是一些骚扰,
before I understood the message of the epistle,
当我明白这封书信的内容的时候,
I thought, oh, the apostle or the writer has turned aside now to something.
我就好像觉得这个作者, 好像打岔了,
just giving us a list of the patriarchs.
好像只是给我一个连串,
telling us about those who've gone before.
告诉我们行前面路的人,
I used to feel it was a bit of an interruption, another subject.
我曾经觉得这个好像另一个题目,
not at all.
但不是,
no, here's a description of those who saw the objective.
在这里形容一群人,他们看见最终的目标,
who saw the goal they were to reach,
他们看见他们的目标,他们要走去的目标,
the prize that they could win,
那个奖赏他们能够得着的,
and went forward for it.
他们就向前这样行,
whether it was Abraham,
阿伯拉罕,
why did he move about so much?
为什么他踏帐篷周围走呢?
Why didn't the old man settle down?
为什么这个老人停了下来呢?
Why did he dwell in tents?
为什么他住在帐幕里面呢?
Well, He was not going to be immobile. He was not going to get rooted or grounded. He was a pilgrim and stranger, but he's looking for that city. So he keeps moving. He continues as a tent dweller. And then what about Moses? Moses was in Pharaoh's house. He was a prince. Oh, but only an Egyptian prince. You're a prince, aren't you? Am I not a prince? Do I not belong to the aristocracy? Am I not different? Uncommon, above the common? Oh, but only an Egyptian prince. You're a prince, aren't you?
你是王子,
am I not a prince?
我是王子,
do I not belong to the aristocracy?
我是属于那些,贵族的人呢?
Am I not different?
我是不是同别人不同呢?
Uncommon, above the common?
我是不是普通人之上的普通人呢?
Yes, well, so were they.
没错,我们是,他都是。
Hebrews chapter 11.
希望老师第十一章。
Moses said no to all the wealth of Egypt. Because he valued, even by suffering, the reward of Christ. Well, I think perhaps you've had enough. I can see you're beginning to wilt. I once had a dream. I was preaching. And the place was full. On and on. And people were going out all the time. I couldn't stop preaching. I was still preaching when the place was empty. I'm not going to do it today. Oh God, our Father, what can we say to you when you have called us with a high and a heavenly calling and related us to your beloved Son who conquered death and sin and the devil and returned to the glory that was his in the beginning. You're telling us that this is our calling too, and in your faithfulness warning us, lest we despise our birthright and have foolish fears and tears afterwards. Oh, Father, we thank you. We don't want to disappoint you. We don't want to miss the mark. We don't want to turn aside to anything that's less. Give us the faith that obeys, that follows on to know, and the heart that will not fail you, follow on to know and enjoy. Lord, our God and Father, our Savior Jesus, Holy Spirit of God, furnished as we are with so much that makes it possible, we want to learn.